Sunday night.
Turn it on already. Okay, Sunday night. Put your dollars in cotton gimel. We actually have civil chuliyam of the Musa, Beisha Chayza, Tila Bakol Ram. Machzirin also. The Kshamim Koshim Loilam in Maisachama. Now, how are you machzirin someone that says the wrong thing? He said Morena Goshim and you're not supposed to say. So the Machaber says, Machayza the Rosh Abracha. It goes back to Atta Gibor. Now, that means he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. That's really a machlokes we've shown him. In other words, normally when we say you have to go back and repeat, so we treat the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei as one bracha. But here, so what's the difference here? We'll see in the Bir Halacha. You didn't really finish the bracha. You're in the middle of the bracha. So if you're in the middle, you could be and you could be misaken. But when you have to go back, so the first three brachas are considered one bracha. You go back to the beginning of the first bracha. But the mechaber paskins, it's a machlokes rishonim. But the mechaber paskins, and when it's a question of being misaken, you're correcting a mistake. So you didn't finish the bracha yet, so now you have to say the bracha without a mistake. Say it properly. So for that, you can treat this bracha as its own unit. You're not repeating the bracha. You're not repeating the bracha. You're being misaken it, like you're still in the middle of the bracha, and now you're fixing it up. So how do you fix it up? By going back to the beginning of the bracha. So for that, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. You're fixing up the bracha you're in the middle of now by going back to the beginning of the bracha and skipping Morid HaGeshem, or not saying it. But you're not repeating the bracha. It's not like, okay, you didn't do good, and you have to repeat the bracha over again. You're fixing up what you messed up, and the way to fix it up is by going back to the beginning of the bracha and saying it properly. When is it one, when is it the other? When you didn't finish the bracha, so you're not repeating the bracha, you're fixing it up. You still have an opportunity to fix it up as long as you haven't finished. That's why the Mechaber Paskins, the Chosel of Rosh HaBracha, rather than going back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. The Yamsim HaBracha, once he finishes the bracha, then indeed, Chosel of Rosh HaTfilah. Then the other rule kicks in that the first three brachas are like one, and he has to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei once he finishes Baruch HaGashem Mechayi HaMesim. Vafilu b'makom shetzvichin geshem b'moyz hachama im hisker geshem b'makom tal machzirin olsa. So the Mechaber is talking in a place where they happen to need rain, b'moyz hachama. Okay, that was their water supply, right? So it could be you need water. It might be a simon klala for the crops, but you need a water supply. So if you need water, if you need rain, b'moyz hachama, you don't have to. Even though you need rain, because this is a Chazal structure, according to the
different hemispheres.
But the southern hemisphere is ready. When the Mechaber was written, there were either no Jews or barely any Jews in the southern hemisphere. Shaila is, so the Achrenim talk about it. We'll get to it when we finish. In other words, the Mechaber is talking about you're in a particular place that needs rain, b'moyz hachama. But in the southern hemisphere, the whole b'moyz hachama and b'moyz hagshamim is the opposite. From Pesach to Sukkot is b'moyz hagshamim, and from Sukkot to Pesach is b'moyz hachama. And the same with the short nights and the longer days. So it's just. And the toilets flush clockwise, right? That's true, right? In the southern hemisphere, they flush clockwise. What?
Water goes down the clockwise the other way.
Yeah, clockwise. By us, it goes down counterclockwise. What?
But
you can see it in the sink also. Anyway, those are the main differences between the southern and the northern hemisphere. But when the Mechaber, so that's what the Achrenim talk about. Whether the Mechaber's rule applies in the southern hemisphere, when the whole hemisphere, like it's all different. The Mechaber's talking about you need Geshem b'moyz hachama. So then, So even though you need Geshem b'Maizeh Chama, but to say Mashiv Ruach, I'm sorry, to say Merida Geshem is still inappropriate, and you have to say Shmonesi over again. But in the Southern Hemisphere, things might be different. So we'll see. We'll see. The Zechreinim talk, and as the Yeshuvim, as the Yiddish, population has been growing, I guess, this is the end of World War II, and especially now in Australia, Argentina, the whole South America is down there. Yeah. Okay.
South Africa
is in the Southern Hemisphere, South Africa. Northern Africa is in the Northern Hemisphere. Okay, good. We'll see in a... Let's see the Mishnah Berurah first. And also, even though it's needed. So we'll see, that's the Mechaber sheet. We'll see, it's a Machlokes. Let's see the Mechaber. So the first step is, if you set up in Maisa Chamo, Machzir and also. The Rosh HaBracha, we said. The Yemsiyam HaBracha, I'm the Pimbi Godem, Shekotam, the Haimu Lach HaShem HaBaruch HaTo HaShem. Abel HaShem, Yitshuva V'Chayyot and Kosfu, Dafkam Siyam Ugamri, with Baruch HaTo HaShem HaChayi HaMesim, Abel HaMizka Lach HaShem, Yisayim Landeni Chukecha, Kedei Shalaitei Alevatola, Yom Kein Hu Kilo Oy with the Dayim Ben Sabracha V'Chayzu Lat Togibor. The very, very big Kiddush. Because to say Baruch HaTo HaShem Landeni Chukecha in the middle of Shmona Esrei is a little strange. There's no context, it has no pshat. What are you saying? What are you... Afal Pikein, these hold that you've avoided the Baruch HaLevatola and you've been Meshabeach Hashem, so it's like you're in the middle of the bracha, and you can still be Masakin by going back to Adi Gibor rather than the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. What? But if Siyam HaBracha Chayzul Rosh HaTfila, the time the Sholosh Brachos Rishonos Chashuvos Kechado, Vein Tzorech Lachzul V'Loim Apostol Hashem Shlosai Tiftach. Okay. And as you've davened already, so make a mistake, you have to go back. But the Hashem Sos HaTiftach is still valid. I guess that's saying that even your incorrect tefillah is something of a tefillah. Right? If the Hashem Sos HaTiftach is still operative and helps you for what you're continuing to say now, so that means, I guess, that the first time around, even though you were toeh, in a way that you have to repeat it, but it's called some, you could say, a chefs of tefillah. It's something. Or else the Hashem Sos HaTiftach obviously wouldn't be good. Mefilu b'mok, mefilu m'hoya kol oysa ha-medina. Mespalalin, mesanem ala g'shamen. So again, but it doesn't mean the Southern Hemisphere. Because that's not Moshacham. Right? In the Southern Hemisphere, it's Yivos HaGeshamim between Pesach and Sukkot.
Last week, the
Rosh Hashanah was identified as part of Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, but you've said it already, so you don't have to repeat it.
You're like the beginning, it's you at the beginning.
So that's what the Chiddush is. So I'm saying the reasoning is because indeed what you davened already, although you weren't Yotzei with it, but it's called a Tefillah. It's something, you've davened. So the Hashem Sos HaTiftach has latched on to something. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Gimel.
I mean, it could be because if you did not, if you had your Rebbe Hashem Sos HaTiftach, then you mess up your Samach Gimel Tefillah. That's what we're talking about. It's like, it's a way of saying, you don't have to feel so bad.
You've messed up Gula Tefillah anyway.
Only if you had to really repeat Hashem's Mosai Tiftach, you really messed it up. Because Lazarus, that really is the Yisrael Gula Tefillah. That's how we say that Hashem's Mosai Tiftach is really.
I don't know if I agree with you. Yeah, but it's. Hashem's Mosai Tiftach is. It's not a hefzik. Okay, you could say that. But that's not the reason. The reason is because you've davened already. Again, the davening could require you to repeat it, but it's still called you've davened. Maybe it's not even called you said a bracha l'batol l'mafreya. You've davened. You made a mistake in a way that's ma'akev. So Hashem shall say tiftach is still a valid one. The mokum tal, that's the few minutes fired. Shaim and b'maisacham or morid atal. And he said geshem instead, so he has to go back. Machzirin also. Here the Mishnah Berurah says a very fundamental point. Batling and shelo, when it comes to the same talumot of the bracha, pasuk v'kama, the mechaber paskins that if he asked it, that if he said the same talumot in the summer, in a place that needs rain, he does not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei over. In contrast to what we're learning now. So he says, it's like a little counterintuitive, but that's what he says, that Adarabba, when you're asking for it, so Lemais, if you need it, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Right? That's the scenario. You're in a, it's between Pesach and Sukkot, but you're in a place that needs rain. So ironically, there the Saint Talamot there is okay. You don't have to go back. Because you're asking for it, and you need rain. So, but the evidence, it can't be a ma'akev. But when you're praising Hashem, so then Chazal structured it that you praise Hashem when rain is good and called for. When rain is not called for, so then it's not a praise of Hashem that he's Moreh Nagoshim at this point in time, in this season. So there the Mechaber holds, it doesn't help you if one particular, if you're in a Medina that needs rain, but it's still inappropriate to praise Hashem as the Moreh Nagoshim. Shiny Askor the Shevachu Vein Derech Lahaskir Shevach Medover Shu Klolo B'Shar Mekomos. Hashem is Lamalam in Amokim. You're not praising Hashem here in this place that Hashem is Moreh Nagoshim. You're praising Hashem B'Klolius. So ironically, the Shela, you're better off with the Shela. If you asked for rain in a place which needs rain, you don't have to say over Shmoneh Esrei. Because you asked and you need it, so you made a request. But to praise Hashem without Lashem, you still have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. If you praise Hashem with Moreh Nagoshim in the summer, even in a place which needs rain. Okay. Let's go through this Bir Halacha, the Bir Maschel Vafilu B'mokim Shetzrichim. Let's go through this Halacha. What does the Mechaber say? Even in a place where they need rain, if you say Moreh Nagoshim, or you say the same Talmud Motor, you have to repeat this one after.
Do three Pesiyas when you play the Rosh.
Sorry?
Take three steps back when you start
again. If you don't have to say Hashem Shul Say Tiftach, you wouldn't.
Just stay in your place.
Yeah. Again, it would be totally in the Hashem Shul Say Tiftach because of that. Let's see this Bir Halacha. Not the first one, Dibri Amaschil. Well, the three Bir Halacha. Rather, look at the first one. The Chazal of Rosh HaBracha, but Grah Pasuk HaRambam, the Gamba Chazal Chazal Rosh. This is just the Mechaber Smara, that you go back to the beginning of Atta Gibor if you haven't yet finished that Bracha. And I gave the whole speech about repeating yourself and being Masake, Alam the Shechilim. Well, the Rambam doesn't hold up the Lamas. The Rambam holds you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei no matter what. So that's really, according to the Rambam, as soon as you say Mechayim Eizamat Rav Lehoshia and you by mistake said Moshe Baruch Moreh Nagoshim, you're finished. You have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. When you don't say something, you have to, so you can, it's easier to go back and then say it than if you said something you're not supposed to. And then it's a question of how are you oker it? How do you get rid of it, so to speak? Let's go to the Bir Halacha Divrei Maschil Afilu B'Mokom Shetzrichim. So what does he say? Even in a place that needs rain, if you say Moreh Nagoshim, or you say the same kind of water, it's no good. You have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. I am a prima godim shekotu Afilu Eretz Kula, even an entire country, Kashkenaz, Germany, v'didon Afilu Ochi Greya Mishael. The point made is still valid. Shayla b'diavad, you don't have to go back for, because you need it and you ask for it. But to be meshabeach Hashem with it, when the norm is not to have it that way, so that you don't do. B'chaim b'chayodim kozov d'afilum hoya atziras g'shomim. Moshek takti b'mishnah brura. Uvemes lo heivanti d'vrehem. The Be'er Halacha wrote this in the Mishnah Brura, possibly like them. But now he's delving into it and he's saying, the truth is I don't understand their reasoning. The time of Shulchan Aruch Shomlin in Sheila, who do milchsa karash, maybe we pass him like the rush. I am Shomba Beis Yosef, who chivas a rush before Shomba Hedya, do I didn't lean in Oskara, that the rush is reasoning that when you need it, so you. It's not possible, I say after the Davin 20 S.V. over again, if you ask for something you need it, so that applies to Askara as well. Raya Shami Davdalit Amin Beis, Skunus and Gemara. Okay, Umi Ashukhanara Shekhazim Afilu Bamokam Eno Raya, the Dumu Humayir Beis Ayoros. If the whole Medina needs it. I'm a base. Yes, it's Mr. Kosovo, the same Tomidir Ben Yerin, the Mashem Ganki, the Mayor of Dovish, the Shaman, the Mishmer, the Fila. Okay. Towards the end, he says, "V'im kain l'fizeh b'medina seinu shetzvichim motor ben pesach latzeres l'chara hayeroi lifsek b'diavad ein a chayzerim hisker geshem." Aval kiven, like l'chara, you know, we could always use the rain. He says, "Aval kiven the blavochi mistapik mogan avram." Maybe the whole din is not. To stick with the Prima Garden, that even an entire land you don't have to go back. You do have to go back, I'm sorry. You do have to go back if you said the same Talamoto or Masha Baruch Medagoshim. Venera Rayel is a Gamke Medivi Yarimol, a common Siftes. Darei be Medino Seinu Hoya, Vafilu Hochi Matzuk Lachso Bevadai Hisker. Akshiesh Atsiris Gesham and Vispal Visker Geshem Sarachim. Not only there's needing rain and there's Atsiris Gesham. Atiris Gishom, you're tearing the heaven apart that there should be rain, and you can't make the guy dive over because he mentioned rain. Okay, we'll stop there.
Is there some sort of a hakira whether the shayla of shaman is for Eretz Israel as opposed to the thing that you're in?
Well, that's what we're talking about. I don't know.